Well, that would depend on the extradition treaty that they've agreed with Thailand. In every extradition treaty that two countries enter into, a bilateral agreement, there are terms and conditions regulating extradition. Now, corruption, by and large, is an extradition crime throughout the world, because under all the various international conventions, corruption is deemed to be an extradition crime. And although I'm not an expert in Chinese law, I would be very surprised if the extradition arrangement or treaty between China and Thailand did not include corruption as an extradition offence. Now, so far as the practicalities are concerned, for example, under some bilateral agreements, the requesting state, which would be Thailand here, have to provide a prima facie case. They have to provide evidence to the requested state. That's the country which is being asked to surrender the fugitive. In this case, it would be China. So you've got to look at that particular treaty, see what the provisions are between those two countries, and see whether they can be applied in this particular case.
So this process, I suppose, would take a while, which is why you can't really hit a moving target in this respect.
Well, you can hit a moving target, because if you know where someone's going, or where they're about to arrive, for example, from an aeroplane, you can apply to the requested state very quickly for a provisional warrant of arrest, so that when the plane touches down, they can be arrested, and then you start the extradition proceedings immediately.
What do you assume is the holdup? Is the Thai government not able to track where Mr. Thaksin is moving?
It may well be that under the extradition arrangement between Thailand and China, they have to provide prima facie evidence, and they just can't do that quickly.
If Mr. Thaksin was to quickly move from China, which he is certainly able to do, and move to one of these countries that don't have an extradition treaty with Thailand, does he then disappear off the radar, so to speak?
If he moved to a country where there was no extradition arrangement with Thailand, he would go off the radar so far as extradition is concerned. But of course, as soon as he moved out of that country and that safe haven, he would be liable to extradition from any country that he went to. And in my experience, fugitives, particularly important dignitaries like this, when they go into exile, there comes a time when they want to go somewhere, and that's the time when the requesting state moves. They put out an international arrest warrant through Interpol, so most countries will have him on the computer, and if he ever decides to land in that country, then if there is an extradition arrangement, he could be arrested on a provisional warrant, and Thailand could make their application.
Mr. Thaksin carries two passports, one with a diplomatic stamp in it, a red passport from what I understand, and a normal passport. If Thailand was to cancel both of those passports, does that mean that Mr. Thaksin would have to very much stay off the radar, even in the country where he currently is?
He definitely would. In fact, even if you have a diplomatic passport, you can still be extradited, because the territory that granted your diplomatic passport can revoke it at any time and can also waive the diplomatic privileges that that passport carries with it. So in this case, Thailand only has to make an extradition and say, we revoke his diplomatic status, and his diplomatic passport would never protect him.